Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a big girl.
Hey girl, hey, I am Kim A and welcome to Big Girl Chronicles, where we are not skinny, but we are good and plenty, okay? Big Girl Chronicles is a show for all my plus size queens, and we are here to rewrite your life script and teach you how to love yourself unapologetically. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back. I'm sure you all are probably saying, well, welcome back, Kimé. Hey, plus size queens. I missed you all these last couple of weeks. I hope you've missed Big Girl Chronicles these last couple of weeks. But I have been doing all the positive things, doing all the things positive. And we are back. I hope you enjoyed the last couple of shows where I've had one of my best friends, Lashina Wilson, CEO of Sorbet, and my transformational coach, my personal coach, LaRusha Kane. I hope you enjoyed those sessions. Please go back and listen to them. Go back and listen to them all. If you missed any of them or if you just want to listen to a replay because you enjoyed it when you first listened to the show, please do. And we have some great things coming up in these next few months. That's what I have been working on. I have been planning and thinking of a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan, okay? And I hope you enjoy what is to come. We will have more guests. We will bring my husband back on. Shout out to Chez Mann. And yes, great things are happening. And you know, sometimes we just need to unplug from whether it's social media or just things that are just going on around us, and we need to just take care of ourselves as well, have those mental self-care, mental health moments, those that self-love moment, and just unplug from it all. You know, and as a sidebar, excuse me, I feel there's nothing wrong with unplugging from social media. I do it often. I take long breaks from social media. For me, and it helps my mental, okay? And because sometimes we may see different images and all these different videos and great things. Don't get me wrong. Great things are happening with others. I know for me sometimes, and I start getting into this cycle or this stage of comparing. Like, man, I wish I was at this level that whoever I'm scrolling and viewing their content, oh man, I wish I was where they're at. And, you know, you just start comparing and then start feeding oneself with doubt and insecurities. And I don't want to feed into that. So I take a break because maybe we see someone on a certain level. That doesn't mean that you will not reach that level. And that does not mean that I will, that I'm going to stay where I'm at. There's no sense in me and you comparing. You don't know what struggles they're going through as well. You know, things might look really good and happy and great and peachy, and you don't know what they're going through behind closed doors. So sometimes it's good to just take that step back. Just a little sidebar. To each their own. I'm not saying they're right or wrong or black and white and unplugging, whether it's from social media or however you choose to care for your mental well-being. I know that's one of the things that helps me. But I'm glad to be back on Big Girl Chronicles. And speaking of social media, y'all, one of the reasons I sometimes need to unplug is, y'all, I'm just tired of the comments and, you know, on our plus size queens pages, or even our plus size kings out there, their pages. And this certain comments just rub me the wrong way. And I feel like if it was a someone who was size 2 or 4, who had this perfect, whatever a perfect hourglass shape is supposed to be, then it wouldn't be these certain type of comments that I've seen. I'm just tired. And I think one of my pet peeves is seeing certain comments under plus size individuals' photos or videos of them just in the moment and dancing and living free. And so what if you see their stomach jiggling or whatever? So what if you see some of those rolls? The comments read, oh, you got confidence, huh? Oh, look at that confidence you got. Are you sure or confident? Yes, I am. But it wouldn't have mattered if I was a size 2 or a size 20. I'm confident regardless. It doesn't matter about my size. Beautiful isn't a size. We say this all the time on this platform, and I will continue to shout it to the mountaintops. Beautiful isn't a size. I'm beautiful regardless, okay? I woke up like that, okay? Whoo, child, it just gets on. My nerve, it gets under my skin when I see comments like that. Now, I know we can't tell text from tone. And listen, maybe those comments have the best intentions, but I promise you, if I had a flat stomach, or if you had this perfect, what they consider, what society considers a perfect shape, and we were on social media dancing or just whatever, I guarantee you the comments wouldn't have been like, would not have said, or would not have been, oh, you got confidence, huh? Well, look at you being confident. Oh, yes, look at that confidence. It would have been, oh, you bad. Oh, you're gorgeous. I know what I'm talking about. I've gone through it throughout my lifetime. I'm sure my plus size queens out there have gone through it as well. Why do I have to be a smaller size to be embraced as something beautiful and sexy? Come on. Come on. Beauty begins the moment we decide to be ourselves. Queens, it's okay to be ourselves. Society, the world, others may not accept it. They think it's funny that we're plus size. I've never understood being the butt of the joke because I was big. Now, I'll crack on myself any second. I have no problem doing that. I know I got a stomach. I know I'm big, but I am confident in that. But I know who I am, though, and my size does not dictate who I am. And I want to encourage you queens out there as well. Your size does not dictate who you are. Okay? Accepting yourself only as long as you look a certain way, that isn't self-love. That's self-destruction. So let's regroup here. Let's recharge. Let's renew our minds and accept all of this body, whether social media wants to accept it, whether your friends, your family, just random people look at you crazy because you love yourself and you love showing that you love yourself. Come on. Accept yourself. Okay? You don't have to look a certain way. Let's not self-destruct, sis. Our body rules. We've been criticizing ourselves for years, and clearly it hasn't worked. Let's try approving ourselves. Let's be approving of our own selves. Let's not criticize ourselves. So yeah, so when we see those comments, look at you, you confident, you got confidence. And I do, always have. I just said I was ugly because I'm plus size. I didn't mean I was ugly. Let's not let our minds bully our body. Our bodies were never the problem. There's nothing wrong with our size. We're good enough already. So I will dance. If you see a little jiggle, that's all right. Been confident, been loving myself. If we have to keep saying that over and over and over again, let's say that till we get that, till we embody that, till we live that. Queen, wake up each morning feeling confident and empowered. Body confidence and body positivity, that doesn't come from trying to achieve a perfect body. What is a perfect body? What is that? What does that look like? Body confidence and body positivity, that comes from embracing what we already got, honey. Okay? Let me say that again. Your body confidence and your body positivity, it doesn't come from trying to achieve to have a perfect body. Our positivity and our confidence in our body, that comes from embracing the body we already got. So I embrace all my curves, all my rolls. Hello, I embrace this body and I love it. I'm free in it. Come on, somebody. So let's reset. That's why I feel like it's good, like I said in the beginning of this show, let's reset, if that means even unplugging from social media, whatever you need to do to reset. But let's reset, let's recharge, let's realign. Mm-hmm. Reclaim our body, reclaim ourselves, reclaim who we are. Come on. And reignite, honey, because it's fire over here. Okay, queen, you are fire. You are all of that. All right? But I just have to get on here and talk about it. Let's talk about our body positivity. Let's continue to be positive about ourselves. Let's not forget our affirmation. All right? Every morning, let's wake up. And say to ourselves in the mirror, I am at home in my body. I release my insecurities and grow more comfortable in my own skin. I am worthy, whole, and complete. I am more than a number on a scale. Come on. I am more than a number on a scale. My body deserves love and respect. This ain't no joke over here. I may not be your cup of tea, and that's good. That's cool. But you're going to respect this, okay? Honey, let's walk in this confidence. I am grateful for what my body is capable of doing. These are some affirmations that we should say every morning we wake up, throughout the day if we have to. I will love and care for myself in a positive and healthy way. I will love and care for myself in a positive and healthy way. Listen, queens, let's try and knock out this self-doubt and this self-hate. We don't love ourselves. How can someone love us? How do we expect others to treat us if we don't treat ourselves well? All right, I will love and care for myself in a positive and healthy way. I choose to be kind to my body. And you tell yourself, and I'm going to keep telling myself, I am beautiful inside and out. Inside and out. Yes, we have great personalities, and yes, we get along well with everyone, and we're funny, but honey, yes, I am fly, I'm beautiful, I'm fine, I'm sexy, I'm all of that, and yes, I am confident no matter what I look like. Come on, somebody. All right, my plus-size queens. I had to just get that off my chest. I wanted to talk about body positivity and just how we should just, let's reignite. Let's restart. Let's reset, recharge. We're in the last quarter of the year. And you know what? Let's do it big. Let's walk in purpose. Let's walk it out. Let's walk in our fierceness. Okay? Let's end this year greater than before. Maybe the last few quarters have not been the best. They haven't all been the best for me. But I'm about to walk out my purpose, my confidence, my beauty. We're going to walk in this victorious, not as victims, but victorious. All right? All right, my plus size queens, until next week. Remember, we are not skinny, but we are good and we are plenty. You are beautiful and you are more than enough, no matter what your size is. We will talk next week. I'm a